Pakistan Strikes Back, Bombing Iran Over Alleged Terror Threat. By Francis Martel on January 18, 2024. The government of Pakistan confirmed precision strikes on alleged terror targets in Iran on Thursday. Apparently a direct response to Iranian forces invading and bombing Pakistan less than 2 days prior. The strikes allegedly targeted two separatist groups, the Balochistan Liberation Army, BLA, and the Balochistan Liberation Front, BLF. The government of Iran claimed that Pakistani forces killed 9 people, including 4 children. The Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Armed Forces, IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, fired missiles into Pakistan on Tuesday in an operation it claimed was meant to neutralize the threat from another terrorist organization, Jaish-e-Ahl, prompting an outraged response from Islamabad that included the withdrawal of its ambassador to Tehran. Jaish-e-Ahl is a Sunni militant organization affiliated with the Baloch ethnic group, which inhabits the border regions of both Iran and Pakistan. Like the BLA and BLF, Jaish-e-Ahl's terrorist operations are in pursuit of a separatist project, the creation of a sovereign Balochistan from territory currently under both Iranian and Pakistani rule. Iran and Pakistan agree that the groups in question are terrorist organizations but often clash on the matter, accusing each other of not doing enough to keep the separatist threat at bay on their respective side of the border. Iran's bombing of Pakistan on Tuesday followed a wave of attacks throughout the region, including in Iraq and Syria. In Iraq, the terrorist IRGC claimed to target non-existent Mossad bases in Erbil, the capital of Iraqi Kurdistan, but in reality killed a prominent local businessman and his daughter 10 days before her first birthday. The Pakistani military claimed that its bombing of Iran on Thursday was intended to eradicate a national security threat, not as revenge for Iran's violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. The targeted hideouts were being used by notorious terrorists including Dosta alias Chairman, Bajar alias Soghat, Sahil alias Shafak, Askar alias Basham and Wazir alias Wazi. Amongst others, the Pakistani military's Inter Services Public Relations, ISPR, said in a statement on Tuesday, according to the newspaper Dawn. The precision strikes were carried out using killer drones, rockets, loitering munitions and standoff weapons. Maximum care was taken to avoid collateral damage. The Foreign Office of the Pakistani government issued a separate statement expressing exasperation with Iran's alleged inaction against Baloch separatist groups. Over the last several years, in our engagements with Iran, Pakistan has consistently shared its serious concerns about the safe havens and sanctuaries enjoyed by Pakistani-origin terrorists calling themselves Sarmakers on the ungoverned spaces inside Iran, the statement read. However, because of lack of action on our serious concerns, these so-called Sarmakers continue to spill the blood of innocent Pakistanis with impunity. This morning's action was taken in light of credible intelligence of impending large-scale terrorist activities by these so-called Sarmakers, it added. The Pakistani government called for dialogue and claimed that it fully respects the sovereignty of Iran. Social media accounts associated with the Pakistani military published images claiming to show some of the strikes. Iran's state-run Press TV, citing anonymous security officials, claimed that the airstrikes in Iranian territory killed 2 men, 3 women, and 4 children, all non-Iranian nationals. The Iranian Foreign Ministry formally condemned the Pakistani incursion and claimed to be investigating the incident. Tehran summoned the highest-ranking diplomat from Pakistan in the country to lodge a protest. Pakistan had recalled its ambassador a day before. And to demand an explanation, the IRGC-affiliated Tasnim News reported on Thursday. The strikes on Thursday reversed the diplomatic situation from Tuesday, in which Pakistan sternly condemned Iran for crossing the border to bomb alleged terrorists. This violation of Pakistan's sovereignty is completely unacceptable and can have serious consequences, a Pakistani government statement read on Wednesday. Pakistan strongly condemns the unprovoked violation of its airspace by Iran and the strike inside Pakistani territory which resulted in the death of 2 innocent children while injuring 3 girls. Islamabad asserted the right to respond in its statement, though it has not described the strikes on Thursday as a direct response. In contrast, The Iranian government insisted that it needed to bomb Pakistan for self-defense reasons, using language similar to that which Pakistani leaders used on Thursday. "We respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Pakistan and Iraq, but we do not allow our national security to be compromised, and we have no compunction about dealing with terrorist parties inside Pakistan and Israeli movements in the Kurdistan region of Iraq," Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian asserted, tying the bombings of Pakistan to the stray missiles hitting civilians in Iraqi Kurdistan. "What we did was aimed at boosting the security of Iran, Pakistan, Iraq, and the region. We consider the security of Iraq and Pakistan to be that of the Islamic Republic of Iran." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.